from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning, I'm John Sepulveda. Release the memo. That has been the rallying cry of Republicans looking to show that the FBI improperly surveilled the presidential campaign of Donald Trump. We've been talking about it all this week because the principal players in this story are Californians. Devin Nunes, Republican congressman from the Central Valley, and Adam Schiff, Democrat from Los Angeles. Nunes wrote the memo, and now Schiff says the memo delivered to the president has been changed from the one originally produced. This is a serious claim involving the Congress, and so we are turning to one of the most trustworthy reporters in Washington, D.C., Lisa Desjardins of the PBS NewsHour. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So tell us about this claim Congressman Schiff is making. What's behind it?
There's so much behind this story, but to this specific claim, Congressman Schiff is saying that the memo which the White House has been given to decide whether they should clear or not, whether they should release it, that memo has changed in meaningful ways. It's been edited from the memo that House Intelligence was looking at. Now, that's really significant because essentially he's accusing Chairman Devin Nunes of shifting kind of the plot line and essentially misstating things to the White House itself in order to get something released. Now, Republicans say, Brad Weinstock, who's on the Intelligence Committee, said this morning that the changes were grammatical and that they were leaving out some titles, so to protect people whose positions may be classified.
And you are with the Republicans right now in that retreat in West Virginia. Are they talking at all about this? Do they look at this as a serious claim to the veracity and authenticity of this memo that's been given to the White House?
They're having a really tough time dealing with this, to be honest. I asked Kathy McMorris Rogers, who's in House leadership, at a press conference this morning, first of all, if she knew what the changes were, and second of all, if she thought Chairman Nunes was handling this whole situation correctly. And she actually dodged both of those questions. She said, I've seen the memo, and what I've seen greatly concerns me. I think it should be released. But to everything else, she just gave me a blanket answer. She said, I think you should ask the rest of those questions to Chairman Nunes. Senator John Thune, who was standing next to her, did not answer the questions at all and just didn't want to talk about it. I talked to him off camera later, and he said that he thinks that this should not be released now at all, that it should wait for members of the Senate to see it. He hasn't seen the memo, nor anyone on Senate Intelligence. He also thinks that if Republicans release this memo, they should also release the Democratic memo at the same time, which offers, I guess, counter facts to what Republicans are claiming. So there is great divide over this. There's a huge level of discomfort among Republicans on this issue right now.
Lisa Desjardins laying it out why this is such an important conversation. Lisa, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We should note that this hour, U.S. House Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi of San Francisco has called on Speaker Ryan for Devin Nunes to be replaced as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.